Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
I like humans. I'm a fan.
You do?
Of humans and some of the things that they do. I like the resilience and the problem-solving ability of humans. That's what I love. Especially back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So between cowboys and sailors, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Navy became concerned about, I guess this is the US Navy, became concerned about homosexual activity amongst the sailors.
Aww.
They were worried that a whole bunch of men left out at sea with a whole bunch of men might come up with their own solutions for their testosterone riddled bodies.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope they do.
And then what did they
and
do?
They were certainly, and those solutions were worrisome to them.
Mm-hmm.
And
the song choice is outstanding, by the way. Thank you.
So what they did was, they got people, they sent in what they called decoys. The decoys' job was to go in and find any men that were behaving inappropriately and then to report them. What happened was more and more people were applying for the position of decoy.
Were they ladies?
And no, they were men.
Oh.
But they were enjoying the role of being the decoy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we're not reporting back to head office and just kept on being decoy after
everything
decoy.
Everything is fine over here.
So what, would they basically try flirt with the gents on the ship?
What the Navy was trying to do was try to whittle out what they considered less desirable. But what actually ended happening is they basically put an ad for, hey, men at sea, this is where you go. when there was an appeal for one of the signals ship to ship was for to be YMCA, they thought, okay, maybe we've gone too far. Young man.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, so I really, really enjoyed that. And then, again, this is our problem-solving ability. Back in 2005, I might have mentioned this to you, Parliament in Australia banned a word, right? Think of the most Australian word.
It was
Sheila.
No.
Fedinkum.
No.
Aussie.
It was a mate. Like,
yeah, that's it, mate.
It what? Was, mate.
In 2005, decided, no, it's unparliamentarian to be using the word mate.
Yeah.
They banned...
Yeah.
The word, mate.
100%.
Do you know what happened, mate?
No, mate.
Every person in Parliament, mate, spoke to everyone else, mate, male or female, mate, and ended every sentence with mate. It became a record-breaking, shortest parliamentarian law because they dismantled the law less than 24 hours later, mate.
That's amazing, mate.
I know, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Isn't it, mate?
It is, mate.
So is the shortest Australian parliamentary law is the day they try to ban the word mate in Parliament.
Oh, that just makes no sense.
But you shouldn't be calling your prime minister mate.
Excuse me, coming from a man who calls everyone in this room bro bra.
Yeah,
or
but I've never called Ramaphosa bra.
Yeah.
Yet.
Give it time, mate.
Yeah,
even exactly. Rassi, I don't call him bra.
I think any legislation around a mate, whether it's a mate on a ship or mate in parliament, just leave it alone, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Let the mates do what the mates want to do, mate.
Oh, yeah, boy.
And then, if I was to say to you, right, what do you think is the next species to evolve? Because we evolved from the animals, right? We found fire. We got self-awareness. Some people say the greatest discovery was actually the use of tools.
Mm. Yeah.
For the first time, we were able to keep a lion at a stick's length away by sticking a sharp rock on the other side of it.
Mm.
So that was the evolution of humans, right? So what's the next species to evolve?
Chicken. Beside
the cat.
Chicken. Why chicken?
I don't know. They just look like they're getting clever and clever.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's the look they're
still
giving.
Getting taken out.
That look.
I have no idea.
You would think like maybe a bonobo monkey, maybe dolphins, maybe pigs, maybe whatever.
What?
I'm putting my money on sea otters.
Sea otters?
Sea otters have what's...
Evolved
like
into what?
Into more advanced sea otters.
Wait, is this a sea otter noise?
They don't change their species, they just become more advanced.
Well,
the sea otter has a pouch now. It has an actual pouch. It used to be just like a fold of flesh, which over years has now evolved into a pouch.
Pocket!
It is a pocket.
Pockets,
it is
yes.
A pocket to keep... its favorite rock. It uses a rock to break open mussels and oysters.
Oh.
And it has its favorite rock that it keeps in its pouch on its being. It basically has a Swiss Army knife.
That is brilliant.
It's not that it'll be equivalent to a man bag.
He has a man bag.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a little moon bag right there waiting to go. That's fantastic.
It happened.
Yeah, mate. That's a great well done,
fantastic,
otters.
Mate.
Also, I
He just got fat, mate.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.